Gerald, good morning.
Good morning, Phil, and good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, firstly, what does the Brain Foundation plan to achieve with Headache and Migraine Awareness Week? And what kind of work will your foundation be doing to raise awareness this week?
Well, I take a lead on that one and say we really should have Headache and Migraine Awareness Year, because the suffering doesn't just stop and start in a week. It goes on, it's continuous, and it's debilitating. So some people are very badly afflicted with migraines and headache. In fact, the total is probably in excess combined of over 5 million.
Right, that's a huge...
It's like a hidden epidemic, Phil. Sorry to interrupt it.
No, it's a huge portion of the Australian population who are seriously affected. Now, before we get too far into it, for those of us who don't know, myself included, actually, what's the difference between a headache and a migraine?
Well, migraine's a very specific set of symptoms, and but complex, because you may or you may not start with aura. That's spots before the eyes, which can be then minimal or to severe. You see immediately the complexities coming out of it immediately. Nausea usually follows that most of the time, where you therefore couldn't even hold down medication. And there's an extreme sensitivity to light, sound, and smell. And you really have to take some medication and just go into a quiet spot. Now, sorry to go on a bit, but it's important to say that, Phil, if you're affected, you might have a six-hour episode. Mine might go for a day. And some other poor people go 2 days. And then we don't know why they stop. It's not the medication. So we've really got all the questions, but we're finding it hard to raise the sufficient money to find out the answers.
Right. And now, with as you said, there's a lot of complex symptoms which do indicate a migraine rather than just a headache. And with all of these quite severe and, you know, not just headache symptoms but full body effects, what triggers this?
Well, the other point I didn't make just then, but it's that the pain is intense, apparently. I haven't experienced it, and mainly on one side of the head. But a chronic headache is a condition where you get the sort of half-band of the whole head ache. And both of those things that I've just described very briefly are neurological disorders, but different ones. So that's another complexity, that migraine has a genetic basis, that unfortunately it goes in families and in 12 to 15%, and it affects women. About two-thirds of those 3 or 4 million who get migraine are women, and the rest, whatever, young and old and all the rest of it. So it's a terrible impact on those individuals, and we don't care about the figures. So we do sort of lost opportunity and all the money, but the suffering, and we our drive to get the research to try and eliminate the suffering.
Well, that is, of course, a very big portion. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by the Secretary General of the Brain Foundation and Headache Australia, Gerald Edmonds. We're having a chat
One thing, Phil, if I could mention that tonight even, we have a discussion on a webinar with Dr. Nicole Lindberg on all types of headaches. And if you go to headacheweek.org.au, you'll be able to find all about that.
Well, as Gerald said, it is Headache and Migraine Awareness Week, and you can head to that website if you do want to find out more information about what you can do and how you can get involved. It's running from the 11th to the 15th of September. Now, Gerald, I suppose down to basics, what's the best way to deal with or treat a headache or a migraine if you experience one?
Well, the first thing, the migraine ones, there are triggers, and they vary. Again, what might trigger one for you doesn't trigger one for me, but the individual, unfortunately, has to run a bit of an experiment on themselves to find out the circumstance. That's why we exhort people to go to our website and download a headache diary, which is designed by neurologists to get the sort of information that will help with their ongoing treatment. So that's a very important part of it. And then after you've sort of identified triggers, there are some you can control. Now, the easiest one of all is hydration. And many people, regrettably, don't drink enough water. Not tea and coffee and all that, but you need to drink, you know, depending on your size and everything else, at least a litre and a half or so a day. So that's an easy one to work out. And then, of course, there are other more complex ones, like you need to minimize, you have to eat regularly and well, proper food, not the processed stuff. Some people do have food allergies that bring on the migraine. And so you can start to see how the people have to work with themselves and their GP to find out what the pattern might be and what they can control and what they can't.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, the headache one, is a bit different. There you're getting potential stress factors that come into it, and you've got to try and minimize your stress reactions and start to look again, the hydration, the proper food, the regular sleep, if you can, and all of that. So we've got to lead as healthy a lifestyle as we can.
Mm. Well, I suppose that's a general health tip, not just for headaches and migraines, but for everything that I think seems to be the root of a lot of health issues that we are seeing big problems with in 2000.
Yeah, but Bill, the other thing I'd say to those people in the audience who know someone or are themselves suffering migraines, that in between episodes, you're as well as anybody and even better. And there are many examples of brilliant people who suffered migraines, like Einstein. How about that?
Mm.
He suffered. His work is incredible. And on the sporting side, my heroine is Serena Williams. She suffers migraines, and when she doesn't, she's the world's best.
Mm.
So you can see what I mean. It's a thing to be encouraged and be positive about, that we'll tackle this and we'll take it and we'll win.
Well, with that said, Gerald, we've made a lot of medical progressions, of course, leading up to 2017. Fantastic stuff happening in research and development. What developments have been made of late with migraines and headaches? And although I understand they are not entirely linked, and what developments are we looking at in the near-ish future with dealing with migraines and headaches?
Thank you, Phil, for that question. We have been happy and proud to fund a world-leading geneticist, Professor Lynn Griffiths from QIT in Brisbane, and she's discovered a cluster of genes associated with migraine, world-leading stuff, and her further work has narrowed it down to a smaller set of genes. Now, you can't change the genetic structure, but you can, we're hoping, to change what is called the way they express themselves, and in doing so, that could well eliminate the problem. So, for us, that's a very exciting breakthrough in the genetic side, which is fundamental to migraine. Now, the chronic headaches get less attention, but from people who suffer headaches regularly, we think about 40% have a neurological disorder that causes that. But the 60%, now that's a big figure, suffer from muscle strain. And there are muscles in the head and the neck and maybe the upper shoulders. So these people tend to self-medicate, which is very damaging long-term to your visceral organs, when they should be, if anything, take anti-inflammatories or head off for a massage, physio, osteopath, all of those things would be the solution for them. And, dare I say, the usual that I mentioned, the stress management, regulate your lifestyle as best you can, keep away from the late hours and certainly no foreign alien substances that affect your brain.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there we are, Phil. It's a very big story, and I very much appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners and invite them to come along and have a look on the screens tonight at the webinar through headacheweek.org.au.
Excellent. Well, Gerald, thanks so much for joining me this morning to talk a little bit about headaches and migraines and all that is happening this week for Headache and Migraine Awareness Week. Appreciate your time.